This is Auckland's Radio Live, 100.6 FM.
It's the Home and Garden Show with Tony Morrell.
10 away from 8, some fabulous events happening around the country after 8 this morning. And the things that we should be doing in the garden in the North Island and the South Island, that's with me just after 8 on Home and Garden.
But right now it's time to speak to Jared Gillian, author of Moon Over Martinborough. Jared, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Very well, congratulations on a delightful book. Oh. Your genial publicist had emailed me and said, have you had a chance to look at the book? And I said, I'm absolutely, not all the way through it, but I'm reading it. It's beside my bed where all good books should be.
Well, thank you.
And I didn't want to race through it, but I'm working my way through it, and it's absolutely delightful. The story, of course, of Jared and his partner CJ, two very urban boys who were living in New Zealand, having come from the States most recently, Tokyo before New Zealand, so highly urban, come to Wellington and then all of a sudden fall in love with an olive grove / farm in Martinborough. What an enormous change.
It has been an incredible change. I can't even begin to describe how opposite it's been from my entire existence to date.
But obviously one that's very richly rewarding.
It's been fantastic. I never would have expected to love taking care of an olive grove and love gardening as I've come to. It's been a real learning curve for both of us. But it's been one we've really enjoyed.
Without giving away all the gorgeous stories in the book, I'd love it if you wouldn't mind relaying your story. And people get to this when they first open the book. It's one of the first stories that happens of the cast sheep early in the days of your time in Martinborough.
Yes. Well, I at one point had a neighbor call and say that there was a sheep down in the paddock, and I didn't know what to do. So we leased our paddocks to a stock agent, and I called the stock agent, and he explained that it was cast, and I had no idea what he meant. I'd never come across cast sheep before. And it took some time before he realized I actually didn't know what it meant, because to me it sounded like a cast sheep was a sheep that got a part in a movie, for all I knew. But he said, no, it's cast, and he explained what the problem was, and that I just needed to go out and prop that sheep up. So I dutifully went out and tried to do it, and it was the most amazing experience, because I'd never handled the sheep like that before, and I had a moment when I was standing there, and the sun was beating down, and I was looking out on the olive grove as I was straddling this poor cast sheep, trying to hold it up, and I just started laughing. I couldn't believe that I was there, and I thought, you know, what would my friends back in the States think of me now?
Did you ever have moments, or even bigger than moments, I know that you saw the olive trees and absolutely fell in love with them, and CJ had seen the property and absolutely fell in love with that, but were there ever moments or bigger than moments when you doubted your decision, when the hour and a half commute, which is highly unusual by New Zealand standards, into Wellington each day, first a drive and then a train trip, were there ever times you thought, what are we doing? We've given up movies and theatre and just having a simple restaurant lifestyle with our friends, and now we've got all this work to do.
Yes, there have definitely been more than one or two moments like that, especially when we first moved here and the olive grove hadn't been pruned or taken care of in about 3 years. The grass in some places was chest high, the trees had almost reverted to bushes, and we have about 500 olive trees, which isn't much by olive grove standards in terms of commercial production. But when you know nothing about olive trees and you're tasked with taking care of them,
or even buying a tractor and mowing in between them.
Exactly. We didn't even know about that. We had no idea. We thought we didn't need a tractor. So I can't begin to explain how clueless we were. But what happened in these moments when I would feel overwhelmed, there was always something that would happen which brought me back to the space and the property that I just found real joy, and I continue to find joy in the trees, in the land, in the way the sun comes down in the morning, and those sorts of things have made it all worthwhile. And even though there's a lot of work, it's incredibly satisfying work. And now our grove is up and producing oil, and it looks gorgeous. There's pictures in the book of the grove, what it looks like now, and a picture of what it looked like when we first came here. And it's a transformation. And doing that hard work to transform that olive grove has been so rewarding, that it makes me cast all those doubts aside.
So there's not a moment of doubt that you shouldn't have gone and lived in a rural situation?
No, no, absolutely not. We've been here now 6 years. Had I doubted it, we would have already left.
And your biggest challenges in your move to Martinborough was, you know, the life and death of animals and all, yeah, of that. Would they have been the kind of the hardest parts to deal with?
That has been very hard, because we have we're not farmers, of course, and we don't have the sort of practical, matter-of-fact approach to animals, and we get too attached. And we have some pet cooney pigs, which we love, and we lost a dear old pig, and that was incredibly hard. We name our chickens. We don't eat them. We eat their eggs, of course, but, you know, you never name your food, right?
Yeah.
And we name our chickens, and we've lost some chickens that were dear to us. And it's funny when I say it, because I can't believe that me as a city boy that I've actually grown fond of our chickens and pigs, but I have. So that has been hard.
Jared, Tony Morell here this morning, and really nice to have you on the show. I do like the book. It looks lovely, and a great cover too. What's the community like in Martinborough? You've come from city life, yep, and from overseas.
But also, let's say it straight, two gay boys moving, yep, into a rural situation.
Well, how's it been for you guys there?
Absolutely. It's been, we were a bit nervous at first, thinking, you know, what will the local community, how will they respond?
Yeah.
But we have been so welcomed by the community here. It's been great. And what I learned in the very first day when our neighbor came by the day we moved in, and he invited us over for a Barbie. And because I'd been in New Zealand 2 years, I knew he wasn't talking about playing with dolls. So we went over for the Barbie, and we met the entire little neighborhood, the little valley that we're in here. And everybody was so great. They weren't at all concerned about us as people. What they were concerned about was that we didn't have a tractor. And it became clear to me right away that if our neighbors were going to have a problem with us, it wasn't because we were gay, it was because we didn't have a tractor. So it was a different set of priorities, and I'm proud to say, we own a tractor.
What sort of tractor did you get? Did you get a John Deere, or did you get a Massey Ferguson?
We got an old Kubota that we borrowed, or that we were used to borrow from our neighbors, yeah, and they since moved away, and they sold it to us.
The Kubota.
Yes.
I remember the television commercials from years ago. But you wouldn't remember that.
No, I wouldn't, I'm afraid.
So I urge you, go and pick up the book, Moon Over Martinborough. It's one of those delightful things that as these nights are longer and cooler and you want to snuggle in with a gorgeous story, Moon Over Martinborough is certainly there. And also, Jared, where can we find your label by the same name, olive oil in New Zealand? Where is it being sold?
We have our extra virgin olive oil available at Moore Wilson's. We also have it at the Martinborough Wine Centre, and it's available online through our website, moonovermartinborough.com.
Brilliant. A charming story, one that's going to make you smile. It'll warm you up from the inside outside. Moon Over Martinborough, published by Random House and author Jared Gillian, and it's available at good bookstores around the country.
Good to have you with us this morning, Jared, on Home and Garden.
This is Auckland's Radio Live, 100.6 FM.